What's up, everyone? It's Gavin Ortweek.
What up, what up? It's Charles Ortweek.
What's going on? You got Matt Orhas, another week, another episode of Tweak Talks. Excited to talk about Smash all around the world, as we do almost every week. And it feels like the headlines have been all EU and Japan, which I think all of us are fans of. Some of our favorite players in the world play characters, I guess, but those players are from non-NA regions. Mexico did show up too, though, which we'll get into a little bit. But we just had Thanksgiving. We had a break. Here to catch up with each other. Gavin went to a weekly. He's playing an old fling, which we'll get into. What's going on, everyone? How are you doing, Charles? How was your Thanksgiving?
I had a good time. Went up to a friend's house for Thanksgiving, which was really cool. They have it's like up Waianae Valley. I don't know if you don't live in Hawaii, you don't know what that means. But yeah, it's like this kind of country area. They have a farm. It was really cool. It's really fun. Nice house. Yeah, our whole family went. Sister, mom had a good time too, as well as Haku. So it was a good time. And then we also went Black Friday shopping. So we've been holding out on a lot of purchases, just like desks, computer upgrades, even I work in construction. So things like tools and yard, like appliances and stuff like that. So we've been saving up for quite some time and it was definitely worth it. There was definitely some places. I feel like it's so weird because I'm just really old. So when I think Black Friday, I think of like lining up the night before and like super crowded areas, but I feel like you can just kind of do it all online now. So there was a lot of places we went to in person and I was just like, we could have just done this online and got it delivered. Like maybe just wait a couple of days or something like that. And, you know,
bro. And the deals never end. Literally today on Tuesday, it's like only 4 hours left of Cyber Monday. I'm like, but it's like Tuesday. Why is this? This is not a thing. Like it's over, you know, game's over. But yeah, the game has changed a lot.
What about you, Az? Did you do any Black Friday shopping?
We've never been about that, but I do respect the hustle. I do maybe once in a while grab something off of Amazon or something, but nothing too crazy. But we had
you trying to min max out here?
No, because I don't know. I guess maybe I should. For me, Thanksgiving's like such a hassle in a good way. Like we just have, there's a lot of driving, a lot of family to see. My wife makes so many different like pies and desserts and she's so busy and it's just, and you know, the pets and like all this other stuff. It's just, there's so much that like adding like a, you have to walk in and shop type deal is like, I don't know about that. I just don't know. It's not on my radar, I guess. Not that I haven't participated in the past, but I'm just not like a person that's about it. Maybe I should be though. Maybe I should become a Black Friday connoisseur. So maybe that'd be great. Probably not though, but yeah, we're good. It was a very busy Thanksgiving, like I said, so much driving around, so much to do, so much family to see in so little time. And then work often picks up around this time of year too. So that's been wild. I didn't even get to watch the tournament live. So I was really sad, but I was also really happy to see some of the results. I was actually texting Gavin in the car when it wasn't my turn to drive. I'm like, bro, are you seeing these results? Like, this is crazy. I was really happy. Obviously, we'll get into the obvious ones that I really cared about and then some really, really good ones otherwise. But what about you, Big Gav? How was your turkey day?
It was good. We took the drive to B's mom's place. It was my first time seeing her new puppy, which was great. He's very well behaved, very sweet. Ate some good food, and we actually drove back home that same night. But yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Just been streaming. Been to a few tournaments. I'm doing pretty well. Nothing crazy, kind of boring. But waking up early was nice because I got to see the tail end of the European tournament. I forget the name of it already. Jesus.
Glory 4.
Glory.
Yeah. So that was cool. I also woke up this morning and there was a Japanese tournament it was like an online tournament. And it had like Mia and Hurt and like
Raru.
Harikusu and Raru.
Yeah.
So it was just, you know, high level Smash. I didn't know that was happening. I just woke up and turned that on in the background while I was doing my stuff. But yeah, I'm pretty good.
That's great. You know, yeah.
Just like a side note, you know, be sick. Like Wi-Fi tournaments in Japan have way more, I guess, like legitimacy because of how small Japan is compared to America mm-hmm. as a country, right? It would be so sick if Tri-State just had a local Wi-Fi tournament, but you had to live it within these X amount of states or what have you, right? And I think like stuff like that would be really cool where yeah, it's more specific region locked, because if you're connecting with someone within like your state, usually the connection's pretty solid.
You know what's crazy? Some of my worst connections are people that are like East Coast.
Shout out to Jude. The Ethernet cable.
Like me and Jude have some of the worst fucking connection. Yeah, I don't know. You really never know. It is like such a dice roll from my experience.
Maybe the internet's also better in Japan. That's something I've never done any research, so I'm not going to make any claims.
Yeah, I don't even know.
I wouldn't be surprised. Let's just
put it was a fun watch. Rari Kusu's Falco actually took the whole thing. I think it was him and Mia in the finals. I wasn't looking at like a bracket, but I've been super watching, but like based on my schedule, I was like waking up to like the tail end of these like non-NA things. So it's kind of like pleasant surprises. Big Boss really stood out, I guess. I think he got third, which was really impressive. And just Reflow is like such a consistent player too. I feel like he's in the top cut of every single bracket lately. So
I think it's so important. His wins working. Huge Reflow fan, by the way. I think I bring that up every time we talk about him. Because Gavin, you actually had a really interesting question for the Patreon, and this is a natural plug, but also check out the Patreon if you can. We've been getting a lot of questions about why X, Y, and Z, I won't spoil, certain top players are so well liked and respected by other top players. And then we were talking about how that could be a great Patreon topic where we could talk about some of our favorite top players and why.
Yeah.
And my answer is like, is a bit of a spoiler. We haven't recorded the content yet, but it's like, the first couple people I thought of are so lame and so simple. It's like, I like them because they master characters that I really like and care about. Obviously it makes you think
that's always the starting point. I feel like,
yeah, but that felt so lame. And I was like, well, who do I like that just like plays Aegis or some shit, you know, or plays like, you know, whatever, like just, you know, top tier that I don't like, but I think they're a sick player. And Raflo is someone that I thought of like very, very quickly. I just really love the way he plays the game. Then I thought of Luis, obviously, is kind of going down the Palu pipeline, but we can talk about that more on the Patreon content. But
yeah,
Raflo, the wins he got to, Andres, he beat 3-1. Lugi, he beat 3-0, which is so important, I think, especially in this day and age where top Luigis are something you're going to face in pretty much any bracket. And then he 3-1 Gluto, which I think if you're going to make like the EU run, that's a really, really good one to make and really impressive by him, especially that last one, like him versus Gluto. I think that's just still to this day, like one of the most important things you can do is beating Gluto, beating Crepe, Sele, beating Lugi. Like those things are all just so important in the different character pools, you know, beating the Shotos, beating Luigi, beating Wario. Gluto did go Link too against a good Kirby, right? I think I saw that result too.
But I did not see.
I think he did go Link at one point too, which is, I love that that's still a thing.
Yeah.
EU's just such a dope fucking region. I feel like I say it every week. I feel like a broken record, but I just love their character pool, the personalities, the tournaments.
I just love
like,
the passion, honestly.
They have the best crowds. Like, it's not even close. Like, I don't even know who's second comparatively. Yeah. Like, it's like if you don't count EU as one entity, it's probably just different countries in EU. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, they're awesome. But I love what you said too, Gav, because EU didn't win this tournament. Obviously, thinking of some of my favorite players of all time, big spoiler, Asimo did win this tournament. I think one of his closest sets was with Orion, the Wolf player from France. Yeah, he's from France. Which I find really interesting because Asimo also had a tight set against I was like, he played another Wolf recently. So I think it's interesting because I feel like most Wolves really hate Shotos. I know for a fact Jackal hates Ken. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if Asimo would consider, I don't think it's like bad for Ryu or anything, but I wonder if he would consider going Ken for that matchup because it seems to Wolves do pretty well against him or like really challenge him, it seems like. So
yeah,
it's interesting.
I doubt it, but I guess it's possible. If he loses like a set or two, but I still would doubt it. I just feel like it's Wolf is one of those characters where like you're not really thinking about counter picking him a lot of the time. You kind of just use
your main. I agree, but when you think of it like Ryu and Ken, if you play one, you probably play the other. It's like a low investment that you have to make in terms of like, you know, skill and muscle memory and shit. So it's like if you have him, and I would say that Ken does have a slightly better matchup against Wolf than Ryu, just slightly, because his tools like boxing up close and stuff, and his dash and his jump are really good. Whereas Ryu, like the advantages he has over Ken are typically the zoning and a little bit slower play. But Ken rushing down, the damage he does to Wolf, it's disgusting, bro. Like watching someone like Jazzo pick apart a Wolf is just it feels unfair at times. And even sometimes when I used to play Jude more, it was like this feels wrong. Like I know he's a better player than me for sure, but sometimes he just ate shit and took 90 for no reason. It's like, okay, well, that sucks. Now you're gonna die in the next hit. So I don't know. Just a thought. I think Ashimo's brilliant. He can obviously do it with Ryu. But it's something I have noticed over the last couple tournaments. Is I don't know. It's interesting. Why not? You got the.
I would say his closest set was the one with Ruffalo in Winners Finals because it was a reverse 3-0 from Ashimo there.
True.
That was a pretty crazy one. Yeah, if Ruffalo just closed out Winners Finals, it probably would have been a different day, honestly.
That was a very pivotal set.
Yeah.
For the tournament.
But yeah, Ashimo just showing resilience, I guess. I think that's Ryu as a character too, is he just really stands his ground and like you really gotta work to like finish him off. And like if they play well and they play grounded, they manage their shield well, they manage their parries well, they like every stray hits like a lot of damage, like back air's base knockback is like, dude, that move is kind of alarming. Ken and Ryu back air. It's kind of unfair, I think.
I think it's identical. I love
the same thing. Okay.
It kills at 100.
It's very powerful. The hitbox, I think when you said that it's surprising, I think in two ways. One, the power, like you said. Two, the hitbox is insanity. Like, it's so big.
And there's a mix-up afterwards if it connects on something, which is interesting.
And if it hits shield, there's a lot of shield stun. You can buffer it. Well, it's like, remember, Smash 4 back air into True Shoryu was just like, almost, it was insane. So you don't quite have that. But back air to like down tilt and to grab and to focus, like there's a lot of different things that you get out of it. It's funny because I think we've talked about best back air in the game a lot, and I think it's probably the most contested move just because there's Ryu's so many.
I don't know. Nair is pretty contested too.
Nairs are really good too. But I'm not saying it is. It's the first thing I think of, obviously, because I'm like, holy shit, I love that move. I love that move so much.
Like, there's a clip of him catching a double jump. He did like soft down tilt, hard down tilt, double jump read with the back air, and it's just like that move is so violent.
Yeah,
dude, Ashimo comboed up air into back air, like up air onto a platform and then went into back air and it killed. Or if it didn't kill it, I was just like, wow, we're doing up air into like back air. It's just so crazy.
He's like behaving like a normal character almost.
I agree.
Yeah,
I just think Ryu's so much better than Ken. Like, the more I watch Ryu, like to me, if we're thinking, let's go back in time, like year one or two, like pre-quarantine, so Shoto's got buffed, so they weren't troll anymore, which was like a sad day. But like then
it was a sad day, bro.
It was a sad day.
What the hell?
But we got
new moves are on the table.
Pichu nerfs, and then we have to deal with Shoto's. Like, come on, guys.
Yeah, that was such a horrible sad day for Pichu mains. I see what you mean.
I would rather deal with Pichu. That character damages itself and dies at 60. Like, who cares? Trash character. Anyway, so the I always associate Ken with like, oh, you're the laddering Shoto, right? Especially if we're talking pre-quarantine. But Ryu's the better, more consistent
at
laddering. Yes, because you just you go up air, and then his up air one in the Shoryu.
His up air is a good button. Ken's is shit, and people, and
you can fall out of Shoryu.
They notoriously fall out of it. Well,
Ken's is interesting to think about because we have Kazuya now, and Kazuya's up air is like Ken's up air on like
a DLC lot of though. No. Yeah, it sucks. That was before he got buffed. I was like, that's like my least favorite move that Ken has. I wish his up air was better. And Ryu's is just so
good when you're actively in a winning position already with like the combos, obviously, but it's not like just a move you're like using.
when like, it connects
I'm juggling with up air, like,
yeah, when it connects and works, Ken's up air into medium Shoryu off the top and it kills it like 20 or whatever you started at. Yeah, that's really cool and really good. How often does that happen, to Charles's point, in 2026, basically? How often do we see that? Not a whole lot. Ryu's, though.
Yes.
The hitbox is insane. It combos into itself really well, too. It's part of the game plan,
regardless if it's a ladder or not. Like, if it's just one, if it's one up air or if it's multiple, it doesn't... It's, like, part of, like, the way you try to win.
God.
Well, and then on top of that, too, I noticed so... I felt like there were so many Smash 4 moments where... It's just Osimo spamming up tilt on someone's shield. But in Smash 4, I can't really remember correctly, but if you had good enough Smash DI, the Ryu had to be at least pretty quick. It was easier for Ryu to be quick because you were up tilting with your
stick. Could, I don't know if you could do it. Make it really game. Frustrating.
But I just saw Osimo so many times just spamming up tilt. One or two, like one would connect. Yeah. Then he does another light up tilt. They're too far in the air and then just jump up air one sure you can. So it's like, no matter if you SDI away, it doesn't really matter. You're just giving him time to really get ready to do the up air into the Shoryu. Where, yeah, it just there were so many strong moments. And I do want to, I want people to remember that this matchup is really, really, really hard for Ryu. Like, I mean, Osimo did hit the reverse throw, but almost everything you want against Ryu, Paulo Tena has. That up air is so good. Plus, you have a lower hitting multi-hit move as well. Your edge guarding is very strong versus Ryu. Like,
very scary. Yep.
Paulo was probably one of the first, like, oh man, this might... Like, Paulo and Pikachu were probably, off the top of my head, pre-quarantine, like, Shoto matchups that were pretty hated. Please has let me know if there's any other ones. Like, those are probably the two, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the fact that, I mean, big ups to Reflo for doing so well this tournament in general. But yeah, I mean, even bigger ups to Osimo getting the reverse throw on a very difficult matchup. And it's so crazy to see too, because I feel like I'm a little desensitized at first. Yeah, the backer. I'm a little desensitized at first when I saw this, but it's like I see Osimo take on what I believe to be even harder matchups like Sonic or and I kind of forget like how bad Paulo Tena is. I still think Paulo Tena is a hard matchup for Ryu, but I think what Ryu has to deal with now, there's a whole nother world of cringe out there that happened post quarantine. That's just we're over here and we're all getting excited for Paulo Tena. Pre-quarantine, Paulo Tena was like on the Omega cringe list. Everyone,
I'm not that there.
Okay, well,
I think it's hard for anybody in this day and age to say, yeah, Paulo is the problem, you know, or like my number one or number two op. Like that doesn't really, you know, that's not really. I agree. There are very, very scary and annoying things about that matchup. 100%, like super scary. Like, Nair trades with Shoryu and just drops you. Like you just drop and you die. Right. Like that's super scary. But to your point, Charles, Osimo he's so good at the things that Paulo normally would destroy. Raffalo against any, you know, replacement level Shoto, he's dropping them and destroying them so easily off stage every single time. And where Osimo really does well, which is, I feel like, something we always say about top level players who play characters with exploitable recoveries. Talk about Paris. Everyone talks about we talk about his offense and how crazy it is. Everyone talks about that, but like, you know, like the level two thing is like, yeah, but his recoveries are so next level. You can't even, like, the fact that people like Zomba don't just dumpster him every time off stage is ridiculous. And I feel that way about this matchup quite a bit too, because it's not just Nair dropping Shoryu. It's back air to contest against Tatsu. It is Nair off stage. It's fair is really scary. You can't go high because of up air, which is something you also mentioned. Like, disadvantage in general is so stupid. Like, it just sucks. But I do think, like, he is a player, like you said, Charles, that can overcome and use all the tools in the kit for Ryu, which is also where I think Ryu does better than Ken. I just think he's a more well-rounded character entirely, how he's built. Sometimes Ken can do better because the things that he's good at and better at than Ryu work better in a matchup. But overall, Ryu is a stronger, more versatile character, I'd say, and just his total toolkit. So yeah, I mean, Oshimo's the man, dude. I don't know what else to say about it. He's fantastic. Another great tournament for him, which is really awesome. He's really been traveling a lot. Him and Big Boss, I think, are the two goats in terms of world traveling and playing a ton right now. Who Big Boss also had a great tournament, man. What's up?
Zomba too.
And Zomba, dude.
Yeah.
He's been playing every weekend.
Something I find interesting for Ryu against Politano specifically is the fact that he's so planted to the ground is actually really strong for this matchup. And there's something that goes hand in hand with that. And it's the finishing blow. Politano, I do think, technically struggles with the finishing blow because Ryu is so grounded. And a lot of the offstage sequences, a lot of the time, they actually don't result in a kill. Like something like the Shoryu interacting with down tilt, like and like the frame one folk, like there's like weird situations where you're not going to get the final hit. And I do think the way Ryu plays neutral might kind of complement that. So Politano does get to this weird thing where she's like brute forcing it, or she might be playing a little too fast, or like, what are your projectiles doing sometimes? And like Ryu is kind of just like inching forward, chipping away. You always have to shield like a super meaty back air, and now you have to deal with the interaction after. And I definitely think Ryu has a lot of opportunities in this matchup, surprisingly, because Politano isn't killing you off a grab or anything like that. So it's interesting. Like Politano does a lot of dancing that is trying to convince the Ryu that there's a bigger threat than there actually is. And Ashima is obviously not going to think that there's something wrong. Ashima is going to stick to the ground, continue to do the usual. And when Politano is like going off and on the platforms, teleporting around, getting a little bit of chip, like Ashima knows that there's like no real danger. And he's going to continue to like, and I think a reverse 3-0 makes a lot of sense with everything I just said, that it's like possible.
I think, you know, with Palu, her mobility and her ability to be in the air and kind of float around, like you said, and try to make you guess.
It doesn't amount to much, though, a lot of the time.
That and Ryu has auto turnaround is obviously one thing we haven't even said yet. But he also has strong up tilt, bro. If you actually was in one of the previous clips, that strong up tilt, like, even if it just trades, you think of how many, like, Palu's coming in with what, like, Nair or Fair or something like that if she's trying to hit at your shield. Maybe fade away back air if she's not feeling it. But when she commits and comes in, strong up tilt, especially if it trades, bro, that shit does like 20. Like it does so much and it's huge. And he'd love to trade with someone like Palu. So you have total, you know, you have down tilt, which is super fast on the ground. But then you have up tilt where if you kind of buffer it and like she's anywhere near it, you might trade. And like that feels good too. Like there, and that goes to the grounded thing that you were saying as well, Gavin. So
he's not going to match Ruffalo's pacing because Ryu physically can't, and he knows that it's like a bait. You know what I mean? Like he's going to stay on the ground and he's going to stick to what he knows, and it makes Politano's life a lot harder.
Yeah, I like, think also
getting that last hit is going to be hard for
the Politano nerfs just made the character like every time I think of Paulo nerfs, it's like even some of the things you said, like not dying to grab pre-nerf, you died to grab. You would get grabbed at the edge at 90, you would get back aired and you'd die. So it's like there's the grab range getting hit, like that. I mean, and maybe that's also a part of today's culture of most players. I mean, obviously the stronger characters did come out, but Politano did get nerfed quite a bit. I don't think Politano's up there with like the most nerfed characters in Ultimate, but the Politano nerfs did matter a lot. Mm-hmm. But I have a question for you guys. Do you feel like Politano is one of those characters where it's like, oh, if this character is doing good and consistent in tournament, I feel like Ultimate's in a good place right now competitively. I honestly feel like Politano is one of those characters where if Politano is the meta and Politano is doing well consistently, I feel like Ultimate's in a good spot.
I think it's
comparative
fair
what we if got you, now.
If you now,
just,
yeah.
If it's your like just if you get asked that question and it's just like a quick yes or no, I think most people would lean towards yes. Like, why not? So like I would probably say yeah. I would if I thought about it more, maybe something would change, but I would lean towards yes. I mean, I would like to see, based on like the few sets, bigger stages and time Ryu's ass out.
Yeah, PS2.
Come on.
Like, PS2 is maybe better than small, but like, why are we going small that much?
Yeah.
If based on the issues I just presented, instead of brute forcing, trying to find something that doesn't exist, don't even look for it. If Ashimo's not going to match your pacing and he's going to stay on the ground, you need to fucking camp because he's camping. Like,
he's not camping. He's, you know, he's doing what it takes to win a matchup. You know, that's the GOAT right there. He never camps. He
plays I don't have an issue with it, but like the really quick, like floatiness, like burstiness, also often on the platforms, and then kind of brute forcing it a little bit here and there that gives Ashimo the chance. Just like, don't even let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't, that's like, I would like to know the stages and what bans happen, because bro,
they had it on production. More those
games would happen.
You can see the bans on production.
The lower that timer is going to get, because Ashimo is not leaving shield.
Yeah.
Like,
that's true. I think to answer Charles's question, it's like, in this day and age, absolutely. Like, if I'm, you know, constructing a top eight and it's like, oh, you have to include a Palu, I'm like, that's cool. You know what I mean? Or a Palu or two. I'm like, that's totally fine. Yeah, absolutely. I would take that. It's like, you can open up what's behind door number one or two, and you open up door one and it's Palu. It's like, are you going to take that or like gamble and throw whatever characters behind door two?
There's
like
statistically based on who makes top eight.
It could be anything, dude. It could be a lot of shit that you don't want to see. And Palu, it's like, that's cool, which is crazy to see, because like month one or two of Ultimate, no way would this have been the answer. Like, no way. Like, I'm already sick of this character.
Too long, man.
That,
it was,
dude,
it was such a good change.
Underrated change that people don't talk about, for those who don't know.
The knockback is obviously nice, but the fact that it just, like, happens quicker. Faster,
they sped the animation up. It's, like, not... And people are like, is this a buff or a nerf? And we're like, we think everyone was just annoyed by this buff. And they're like, let's just change... It needs to go faster. And it's like, can you SDI less now? It's like, they're not thinking of that.
Yet? That neutraler that like actually killed, if they were just like ledge slipping it,
ooh,
and it was just killing people, like, yeah. I don't
know. Because the angle is way lower. Yes. Like, you get hit by that at like 50% no jump, you're done.
No, it was a kill move at kill percents.
Oh, did they not? I thought they changed the angle of the move. It was just a knockback.
The fuzzy angle.
Regardless of what it was, it killed when it was like super slow and annoying. Yeah. It like actually killed. It can kill now off stage at like a reasonable percent, but it was killing at like slightly unreasonable percent.
Well, because if it's slower, then you get to drag them closer to the blast zone, right?
I guess, like, it was that but also true. It was actually killing.
That's true.
I promise. It was like, it was killing. It was a kill move.
But if a move is slower, you have more opportunity to input more SDI, right? So people were like, oh, maybe this is a nerf.
I don't think it was relevant if you were just moving to the blast zone, but.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, like, if she hit you in neutral with it and you SDI down to shield.
I don't think you were moving much with that move in particular.
You weren't SDI hard enough. Come on, man. That move's slow.
Start of every Smash game, really, everyone's SDI sucks, remember.
It's true.
Nobody be SDI.
The SDI cap thing in this game is so frustrating or whatever.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know. SDI is a weird mechanic.
I feel some sort of way about SDI, to be honest with you.
It is a pretty
shit weird thing. It's a weird.
Okay, good.
I think it's a weird thing to talk about.
I think
it's because we're so used to it existing, but like when someone like mentions like maybe this mechanic is kind of cringe, it's like hard to admit that they're probably right, but like, how do we fix it?
Yeah. A cap is not a bad idea is what I'll say, but it's like they'll never acknowledge that, or I guess did they? Well, I don't think they ever said anything about SDI specifically, but that there's a cap on mashing out of moves. It's like they wanted moves to really work more consistently, which I think is a thing that they've been working on since Brawl. Like Brawl to Smash 4, like how jabs worked in Smash 4.
I think
4,
have, after actually, jabs like, having a finisher is like,
yeah,
for a reason. Yeah.
It's like, I like the idea of SDI because it's a unique defensive mechanic that gets you out of multi-hits, which is cool. So that's neat. It's like file it under like tech, basically, or, you know, like advanced knowledge 101, which is cool. But then it's like, do I really have to like mash the shit out of my control stick and like do like that's it's an unnatural.
When you think about it, it's like
not a good
maybe there's
movement.
You can scratch everything and have a better concept entirely.
It's weird to me because it's obviously made, it's intended for competitive play. You cannot tell me that SDI is made for casual players like that.
I don't know if it's like a separate thing where it's like we're gonna it's probably just. Like,
but it goes against what, like, Sakurai has said about him making the game, or at least like what Nintendo's bottom line for the game is obviously selling it to casual players. So I just, to me, it gets really confusing when there I see a these specific mechanics that
I don't
are
know
made
if it's
for hyper competitive play.
It's just something that exists. within
the say other... like in Melee, and it's in 64. It's in 64.
Yeah. So like, in Smash 4 and Ultimate,
when you're moving in the air with your control stick, it like naturally
It's gotten less. What were you gonna say, Charles?
I just wanted to say that the way you SDI in Smash 4 and Ultimate is the same way you SDI in Smash 64. Fun fact. So if you ever play 64 and you're like a current Smash game player, like, you can SDI. Yeah, I've gone and played 64 and I'm like, yo, my SDI is kind of nice. Hold up. Like,
yeah, I think it's one of those things like they just don't talk about it, and it's a mechanic that's been in the game forever. And I think they tampered it down because they didn't want that shit where people would like instant transmission teleport behind you. You know what I mean? Like, I studied the blade type shit behind somebody and they just disappear. Like, Sephiroth's octo slashing you and you SDI up and through him, and then he's finishing it and you kill him on the other side. Like, that is what I think they're trying to eliminate. But I think, to their credit, like, I think regular DI is such a brilliant mechanic. Like,
yes,
like,
regular DI is great.
It's just so good. I know. Why can't you just hold the direction when you're getting rapid?
Make it so you DI multi-hit moves. Isn't like, okay, here's my theory. Let me get my tinfoil hat. All right. So I think that to take SDI out, it probably takes more work, but I don't know how. Like, I've never made a game, so I don't know if they start from the ground up or if they like port certain things over, like the rules of the game, like DI, and then they can kind of tweak the numbers, SDI and stuff like that. I don't know if it's harder to just take SDIing out of the game completely, or you just kind of like carry it over and do these quick fixes. Oh, there's an SDI multiplier cap. Because if you're making multi-hit moves and the game is intended for casual players, like, you want the you want little Timmy to do Witch Twist and for the whole thing to connect and be like, oh, I hit this really cool and it had multiple hits. I remember when I was playing Smash 64, when my favorite character to play as a kid was Samus, because I loved the noise that Up B made when I hit
somebody. Dude, me too. What the heck?
It was so amazing. I was just like,
SDI'd Spam B. Y'all stupid. I was the best player in the world. I was SDI'ing everything.
It was a natural mechanic. It just made sense to me.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, you just saw everything. You saw the frames, right?
It's like the Matrix, yeah.
All the numbers. Yeah. But I could see the frame topic.
I have these glasses on now. I could just see the frame data, you know?
Smash 4 as a competitor, it was frustrating for me to buy multiple controllers. I remember literal like carpools from like SoCal to NorCal. I'm just in the passenger seat, like just SDIing and these... In my weak direction,
in the carpool,
and
he was
like
not driving.
My hands tensing up. I'm like, my god, like, this is so painful. But you had to do it, and I'm breaking controllers. Like, it's just, I don't know. It just seems bad to me. But I don't even know how to play devil's advocate and be the other side of the argument.
Can we get rid of Mash?
Sure, they have their reasons, but yeah.
Can we get rid of the berry shit? Why does every move berry in this game?
Oh, Super Berry Bros?
Lazy and trash. Dude, there was a point where only one fucking move did that. And now every move does it. And I'm sick of it.
Amen. There's a lot of characters.
It was Donkey Kong Side B?
I'm not going to call him lazy. That's a trivia question. But like, Inkling Roller. There's a lot of berries.
First move to ever berries, Inkling Roller.
It's so weird to go back and you watch Smash 4 Rob and he down throws and they just pop up after. It's so weird.
Yes, can we have that again, please?
It is weird that they... So the thing I'll say about DI, Charles, and again, I don't make games either, but like Smash DI, I think it's registering inputs while you're getting hit from a multi-hit. Think of Melee.
Because you can do everything preemptively, so...
That's buffering, right?
DIing stuff. Like,
oh well, yeah. But I just mean like
direction before
if you
happens,
whiff. Yeah, you whiff. And then
so
you're like,
I don't think SDIing
hit.
Is its own separate entity. It is just part of the game because of all the mechanics.
It's like a natural consequence of how the game is made.
Yes,
I agree. Yeah.
It's not like, oh, we made the game, now we go in and make SDI. Like, that's not a thing.
It's just like players, like, it's almost, I don't want to say an exploit, but kinda. You know what I mean? It's like we're influencing the way our character moves because we're inputting something while getting hit.
Yeah.
Which is not in the rapid.
How many macros exist for the same reason in Ultimate specifically? And some of them are on purpose.
Well, think of what we're doing. We're complaining about it because it's fucking annoying to do because it's not supposed to be there in the first place. You know what I mean? Like, it's not. But then obviously.
I don't know if that's true, though. But I don't know if it. if it's not supposed to be there.
But as time went on, obviously they realized that it's a thing that exists. Like you said, they nerfed it.
That also might be just an ultimate thing that happened with Ultimate's changes. With the
buffering and stuff too.
Yeah, like
interesting.
There's so many, like they added a short hop macro, like a lot of these preemptive inputs. Like, so like it might, I don't know how, and that one might be intended. The limit of like preemptive inputs.
It's interesting because there are things we know that they took out, right? Like we know that Void found shield dropping at the
Void. I'll never forgive him for that, bro.
But they would have done it anyway, though. They would have just done it anyway. So it is very clear that they don't want like competitive techniques or like advanced techniques that will give you too much of a competitive advantage, right? Like it's very, it's a case by case thing, but like we do have a case where they took it away. So they're like, oh, that was not intended. We don't want that to be in the game, which is interesting because like I don't think shield dropping would necessarily ruin a casual player's experience, right?
I don't think so.
But even things like hold buffer is something that I complain not only I mainly complain about hold buffer for the casual players. If you're a competitive player, you know when and where you got hold buffered and it's like kind of on you. Like there are certain parts of the stage where if a bunch of scrambles are going on, I take my fingers come up off the triggers, like no air dodge possible. Like my fingers literally do this. And I'm like, I will not hold buffer some bullshit directional air dodge and die at zero. Right. But casual players are not going to. I watch casual players play Smash all the time and they hold buffer air dodge off the stage and die.
Yeah.
So it's like to me when I complain about hold buffer, yes, I am.
Why did they never fix the backwards air dodge into the ledge? Why did they never fucking fix that? When you bounce off the stage?
Oh, yeah, you bounce off the stage.
Why? First off, why don't I see people complaining about that every fucking day? And second off, why did they never fix that? It happened to me today. I lost a stock at like 30 because I did an air dodge. And like you never know. You might grab the ledge or you might bounce off and die.
Roll the dice, man.
They never fix that. It's insane. Gambling. Why do I have to accept this as reality?
Yeah.
I mean, we're definitely nitpicking. Obviously, Smash is a high quality game. But like, we are nitpicking. Right. We are nitpicking. But I will say we also need to take into account that Bandai started working on the game during Smash 4. So there's definitely some kind of like passing of the torch that's going on where it's like, okay, bring in Bandai for Smash 4. Bandai was also involved with Ultimate, right? We don't, I mean, is Sakurai even going to be involved with the next Smash game? And I mean, he's been less involved since Smash 4 because they brought in a whole other company. So that's also another thing to take into account, which I mean, the conversation gets even more interesting when you bring in Bandai because Bandai to me is like they would cater more towards the competitiveness, I would assume, from their history of games that they've made and stuff like that. But
I think they're a good one because I would consider like Tekken to be like one of the more like they did such great casual content with Tekken 2. Like it's definitely the fighting game that catered towards casuals very early on, like the bowling mini games, like the beat 'em up mini games, like all that shit. They were definitely volleyball, good one. Yes, they were definitely a good partner to have, like. Because Smash obviously even more is into the casual side and then fighting game versus Tekken's mostly a fighting game. But like, hey, we have some really fun and cool content. The story, everyone likes the story and stuff. You know, the endings are funny. The characters, like they made a lot of unique shit. They're like, they make a ton of sense. I think they did a great job. Don't forget too, they brought Microsoft in to help program that Steve shit too. So now how many chefs are in the kitchen trying to get this whole fucking thing, spaghetti code to work? Now they go in and like, oh, we saw that air dodge backwards into the ledge and didn't catch. They try to fix that, and then all of a sudden, Steve's shitting out 18 blocks, and like everything's falling apart. Like that's what I'm saying. Like this game is crazy. Like it's definitely very, very, very complex and intense. It was a game made for hardware that was developed. How old is the first Switch? You should know this, Gavin. Actually,
when did the Nintendo first nerd come? Go.
Yeah, this is your job.
2016,
so it's 9 years. So it was a game that was developed for 9-year-old hardware. Like there's a reason
why we have the 7 frames of input delay because it takes that hardware a lot of time. So they have to give it, you know, so much frames to be able to process.
Because, dude, that's why I'm like,
bro,
sometimes I'm grateful. I'll be like at a tournament and I'm watching all the characters, all the stages, all the weird interactions, and the game doesn't crash. Like there's no like random like frame drops. Like I know there's like a couple specific instances that we're aware of, but it's kind of awesome how many years I've been competing in Ultimate and there hasn't been anything like too jarringly like unexpected.
All Smash games
are usually like within the game's mechanics, and it's not like I never like, oh, the Switch sucks.
Yeah, like, that's bro. Like that's every other saying.
Switch game, there's some sort of example where I'm like, oh, the Switch sucks. But thankfully for Ultimate, we're chilling.
Imagine
the online stuff.
So they're conceptualizing. Think of back. How old's Ultimate? 7 years. Think 10 years ago when Sakurai is coming up with Ultimate and he's like, I know what I want to do for the next Smash game and it's gonna be fucking insane. I want every character to come back, which is insane. I want every stage. I want a music library of 8,000 songs and I want a DLC and I want 8-player Smash. And then Nintendo, so he's got this ambition and this plan. And then Nintendo goes, for the next console, we're releasing something that's as powerful as the Wii U again, basically. And it's like, well, fuck, like, how are we going to get this to work? You know, like that's, to me, there must have been some turmoil for sure. Cause he like, what an ambitious game Ultimate is. Like you said, Gav, like characters, stages, everything, like even bro. And I like the single player. I know I've been on record saying that before. I like the single player. I thought it was great. Whatever. Anyway.
This is fun. So I went to a local on Saturday. And shouts to Noodle, who I've been hanging out with a bit.
Nope.
He mentioned he's going to AGDQ. Awesome Games Done Quick, I think is what it is.
Yeah, the speedrunning charity event.
And he sent me the schedule because I was just curious about everything and we were talking about it. And there's someone that's going to be speed running Subspace.
Oh my god, that's
hype. Is it Meta Knight? Do you use Meta Charizard?
I don't know. Characters, remember? You have to play. You like earn characters. Yeah.
I just thought it was cute.
That can't be a fast speed run. That shit is slow as hell.
I don't know. I'm gonna look it up.
Let's watch it. Is it this Brawl, weekend?
Subspace. Well, I just want to see the time.
A couple hours would be my guess.
Yeah, I don't know how many crazy skips there are.
There's probably a few.
And you got to watch the cinematics, right? You can't skip
those. It's 1 hour, 52 minutes, and 31 seconds, I think.
I don't know. So 2 hours, you said?
This is 5 years old. I don't know if it's still the world record.
There's probably like damage boosts that you could do to get through stages fast and stuff. You could probably, I don't know. Interesting. I would watch that for sure. But don't forget, like the Subspace, like gameplay was not that fun. Like your characters, remember, you could barely jump. Like they turn the gravity up turbo so you couldn't just fly through the stage with Kirby and Meta Knight and whatever. So the gameplay in Subspace, don't get me wrong, I love Subspace, it was amazing, but the reason it was such a hallmark is because finally in Smash we got cutscenes of them interacting with each other. Like that
was the big thing.
Zero Suit and Pikachu, I think everyone thinks of, like Peach and Cheek and Lucario and Snake, like just so many, like just cool. It's like, wow, this is what we, and it was a buildup of, this is what we've been imagining since 64 into Melee, because you didn't have any of the shit in Melee either. Like you didn't have like maybe a screenshot at the victory screen, but now, and that was part of the reason I love the Ultimate trailer, is it started with all of them together and like hanging out. Like obviously they were fighting Galeem or whatever, and the fact that they lost too was so cool. Like, man, I truly love Ultimate as a video game, like, you know, competitively still too obviously, but I just, it's just the best.
I'm
Oh no!
It's Meta Knight.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Mock Tornado spam.
Meta Knight the best.
That's it's my just guess. Reverse shuttle looping on all the platforms.
Wait, that's kind of fly. That's where you should learn to speed run, because you have been learning to speed.
I'm low key watching.
It's bad.
I don't want to say it.
It's bad.
I don't want to say it.
I'll say it.
I could do this very easily.
Oh my god! Well, I'd hope so.
I hate that. Yeah. I just said that. I hate that that's ego so funny. Came out so immediate.
Don't delete this, Alex, our editor. Keep it in.
My ego came out so fast because it's like Smash related.
Like, it's Let's canceling shuttle loop. Glide
I can cash. Do this.
You can do all this. Right. All right. Let's see it. You are a speedrunning guy again, so that's cool.
Yeah, speedrunning is so cool, and I always feel like I am like the archetype of human to do it. So I try to do my research.
Nice. Oh, I wanted to bring up too, big day, big week for Lucario fans. W. Just us.
The new form
Yoni. I think it's Yoni.
I think the new form is good.
Hold on. I think it's Yoni or Joni from Austria. Probably Lucario I study the most right now, or one of them for sure. Had a great tournament at Glory 4. He made day two through losers. Then he beat Rakior in game 5. And then, I texted Gavin this, and then he lost to Andres' Ken. And I was like, what are the odds that Lucario and Ken would play? Like, in this day and age, like, I just started playing Lucario like a month or two ago. And the person he loses to stop me from getting more VODs is Ken. I'm like, damn it. That's crazy. Which is not a great matchup, by the way. Like, scary for Lucario. He just dies. But he did take a game, too, so I'm dying to see those VODs. But he got a win on Rakior, and he is playing this weekend, too. Another EU banger. And Gav, since you're on that good sleep schedule, we might be able to watch again, too. Which one is it? Oh, it's we talked about this, Charles. No Time to Tilt 2025.
No time.
It's in Germany.
It's always
Crepe Gluto, MK Big Boss, of course, because at this point, he's the man with no region. You know what I mean? Like, he's just... There's a tournament, that's where he lives. Like, that's it. He's just the Rob, you know, the vagabond Rob that's going around and traveling and battling people.
It's pretty funny.
Ruffalo
Rule. Ultimate will be turning 7, like, this at the end of this week, actually.
Oh, goody.
Because it's December, and it came out December 2018.
So yeah.
I think it'll be turning 7.
Like, this is about the time everyone had the illegal copy, right?
Nope.
Not me.
I would never.
Me neither. I waited patiently.
Yeah. I actually played it late.
Yeah. Out of respect, I was like, wait, how early were people playing 1 week? I'm going to wait a week.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's even this out a little bit.
Yeah.
So, let's dude, do you remember?
I was hanging out with Bakurai, like, and he was like, dude, you didn't do that, right? I was like, no, dude. I was like, nah. Like, I did not.
It wasn't me.
Let's just hang out and play Minecraft, bro.
Oh man, you had to be there for week -2. Like, the way people were talking, they're like, wait, do you have the build? Like, dude, you're gonna fall so far behind if you don't play the game. And I'm like,
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's 2 weeks.
I said, hey man, keep that away from me.
Do you think there's a butterfly effect? Don't do that.
I'm not falling for peer pressure. I'm not doing it. I'm falling out of the wrong crowd.
I was grinding Bay on Smash 4, man.
I went back to Brawl.
Oh, there's a new Smash game? What?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, just grinding for glory.
Shit, it was hilarious, bro. Well, dude, it happened too with remember the 3DS? Did you guys watch the people streaming the 3DS when it got cracked? The Smash 4 3DS?
I don't know.
I remember watching this one guy in his Twitch chat. I mean, he must have had like 30 or 40 like followers before this. And he had like the first version, like someone had cracked 3DS and put it up. And he was an idiot in streaming it. And the whole chat was just people begging for him to pick characters. And he refused and just endlessly pick Captain Falcon, and like,
I don't know.
I forget where he was from, but he was not like English wasn't his primary language. He just kept saying Captain Falcon, like, I was dying because every time he would like lose single player,
you would find very funny.
Oh, I not only was I enthralled because I really wanted to see the Smash 4 gameplay, but the fact that he just kept going like Captain Falcon, like, just kept picking him up over and over. Like, dude, no, what? Like, how are you doing this? He would unlock new characters, like, hover them, and just go Falcon. Like, that was a lot. Duck Hunt's right. What is that? We don't know. Like, what is
so funny?
Dude, it was so
funny. Can we try to recreate this? Actually, no. We literally can't. We have a social media presence. Like, imagine a new Smash game comes out, and we just keep picking Mario.
I mean, that would rule.
You look at the camera. Please, Mario.
Please pick Dante. Please pick Dante. Mario.
Captain Falcon. I'm locking in, bro. Lucario all day. Lucario only, yeah. So shout out to Yoni, by the way. Like, great wins, great showing. I'm very happy that I get more Lucario VODs to watch and modern ones too, which is so dope. And the new Mega. It looks good. I'm happy. So big day for Lucario bros.
I think it looks way better than the first one.
There's a new Mega Lucario?
The first one's fine. I thought the first one was fine, but I do think the second one's better. We'll see.
All right, who is everyone's negative week 2 main?
Oh. Do you not know mine?
I don't know if I know. I probably do.
Nice try. I didn't play.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't play. You're crazy. What the
hell? But if I did have to have one,
I was playing Minecraft with Sakurai. We were grinding.
Well, that might be worse. Old, than
admitting that, old Mega Lucario is definitely better than the new one.
What?
Yes.
That's just old Mega Lucario is pretty good. The new one I like the new one though. I gotta see it in motion. I guess.
And
I'm
not a Lucario fan. I think the new one is good.
I think it's fine. Sure, it's not as good as the
first one. I mained Ridley, so I basically didn't fucking play.
You got ahead though. You got 2 weeks ahead of everybody on that Ridley.
For no reason.
I hypothetically played a lot of Belmont. A lot. And then also tried out Bayo and Ryu, obviously at the booth that Nintendo provided at CEO and et cetera. Is where I'm
talking about. We're playing on
first character I ever selected was Snake, and I immediately was like, all right, I'm playing DK.
Everyone thinks of your DK when they think of that time. Mine was Ryu and Bayo for sure at those booths. Every time, didn't matter.
The first character I tried out one of those booths, it was probably Ridley.
So good, dude. They had to have gotten data. I'm dying to see that data of like who everyone picked at CEO and stuff. Ridley was insanely popular. Snake, right? He was available.
Yeah.
Captain Falcon. Just over and over. I'm getting back in line. I gotta play Falcon again. That guy with the 3DS, dude, that shit.
That is obviously, at first I hated this. And then the more you explained it, I was like, this guy's actually super
talented. Think about it. Like, we get new Smash and that guy comes back and does it again. You're losing your mind. There's no way you think it's funny until like 7 years later, basically where we're at now. Cause even I was like, this is so funny.
Yeah, this person's the only one streaming it.
Yes.
He's the only way to get information.
Thousands of people watching when he normally had like 10 followers or whatever, and it was all over Twitter and everything, like everyone was talking about it.
The Nintendo helicopter hover over his house.
I went to bed.
He came down, knocked on his door, and he just Captain Falcon.
It was super late. It was super late, and I remember going to sleep and waking up and his stream was just banned, and that was it. Like, it was just over. Damn, no more Captain Falcon.
See ya.
Damn, just like that.
Shit was clean.
What was his thing? What was his big change in Smash 4? Side B being a kill move?
That was a patch, actually.
Oh.
So he was Falcon, and that's dude. It? Well, don't forget how bad he was in Brawl. Like, the fact that he became a character again was pretty exciting. He was so ass in Brawl.
Oh, his up tilt spiked. That was new.
The forward smash wasn't the full elbow. It was like the fist that he does now. They changed the animation.
That was the ultimate.
Was that ultimate?
Yeah.
He had that in 4? Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Dude, the people's elbow. Bring it back.
His up air was good. I think
the new one's fine.
It's all right.
It's not the people's elbow.
It's all right.
Have y'all seen that Blood Falcon mod with the moveset? It's pretty good.
Whoa, we don't do mods here. Nice try. Sorry.
Whoa.
I bet.
Caught. No. Nice try. Gavin. We can talk about Project M. You know, Mewtwo. Oh, yeah. He's coming out.
Yeah.
What is that, patch 3.2?
Dude, could you imagine if they did that? That's so crazy. It's already insane levels of, like, it's like one of us is insane in this room. Like, is it them or is it us? Like, I can't tell. It's like, because, like, do they, there's no way. Literally zero people in that room designing that DLC pack, and someone goes, what if we call it Project M? And there's no way someone wasn't like, oh yeah, okay. Like, there's no way, right? Like, there's no way.
Trolling.
And it's Mewtwo, which was like the biggest thing about whatever.
That character was super broken.
He might have been like the most, well, he's one of the most broken in probably PM history. Oh yeah, definitely in PM history. He was insane.
Yeah.
I wish Marcus was on here to talk about the Pokemon DLC.
Yeah, specifically that.
That's what we can call it. That's so crazy, right? Like, we're not.
That would be a fun new nickname for Project M.
Pokemon DLC.
It's calling it Pokemon DLC. Not even like Legends of the Air or anything, just very vague.
Like, I'm just saying. I feel like they're gaslighting us. You know what? Like, oh no, we wouldn't, you know.
Like,
this has nothing to do with Smash. It's like that. What? No Smash. It's like that, but right? Like, they definitely.
They're always gaslighting us, dude.
Project M.
Oh, it's like the Mad Men thing, where the guy gets in the elevator and he says, "I feel bad for you," to Don Draper, and he says, "I don't think about you at all." So he sets them to us.
Yeah.
That's it, dude. Like, that's it. Like, do they even know? Do they? Yes, they someone must have known, right?
You're saying
not? Zero people brought that up.
If you have to make a bet between they know or they don't,
they knew.
You're gonna choose that they know just because they use the internet.
I was going to say, when you name something like DLC, you do a search for it to make sure it's not something like bad in another language or something that. So they definitely saw that, right? They're watching like Emu Killer VODs and shit. Damn. Like, what the heck?
Yeah, we're kind of nice with it, though.
Yeah, Mewtwo King, Mewtwo King's Golden Armored Mewtwo. It's like, wait a minute. This is kind of cool.
Yo, let's save it this.
This ledge planking's kind of cool.
Wait till you download the DLC. It's just your trainer.
This is very interesting and cool gameplay.
No one can hit my Mewtwo.
That's so insane. Project M, what the fuck, dude? Yeah. I try not to like think about it because I was like,
whatever, you're gonna drive yourself crazy.
I know. It's like, oh, whatever, dude. Ugh, whatever. I don't know. Sure.
I guess that about wraps it up.
I'll be playing that. That's for sure.
We're ending it on this conspiracy, but thank you so much for watching, as always, y'all. We do bonus content. I actually just uploaded some yesterday or the day before. And we have some topics in mind. We were kind of mentioning it earlier. Shout out to the YouTube member who made that comment. So we're definitely going to be recording that sometime this week. I also do Metafy lessons if you would like to improve in Smash Ultimate, metafy.gg/@tweak. And that's about it. Thank you so much for supporting the show as always. And we'll see you next time.